It's the Morning Mix on Mix 96.5. Sarah Pepper, Jeff Sheen, and Lauren Kelly on a historic day. It's historic every year.
It is every year, but I don't know. George Strait, when the King is coming to perform at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, it really does put it a step above the rest. Then you add in Cardi B, Camila Cabello, Panic at the Disco, Kings of Leon, Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley.
Basically all, what, 27, 30 shows?
Yes.
Is the show we want to go to?
Amazing. Joel Kelly's in for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Tickets are going to go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. So the key to that is to be in the virtual waiting room at 10 o'clock. It opens at 9:30. You can go in and look at the tickets. But there's a separate waiting room for each and every of the one of the 21 performances. So you're in there with others wanting that performance, and then you're randomly selected. If you're okay in there by 10, you're randomly selected to enter the waiting room. So it's fair for everyone who's in there by 10 a.m.
This is kind of like the 1950s with the dads in the waiting room smoking cigars waiting to find out if they had a boy or a girl.
I was just going to ask Joel if there's going to be highlights in there so we can see if we can find the rabbit in the forest. I mean, if you're waiting in the waiting room, so you're going to go in, you're going to log in, and you're going to pick like, hey, I want to see George Strait. And you go to the George Strait waiting room.
Yes, and make sure you select the artist you want to see most first. You can only buy one performance at a time, and then you cycle back through and complete the process. This gives everyone the same opportunity to get tickets to their favorite star.
And you said for George Strait, there are tickets available on all levels.
Yeah, we held back tickets at all levels, and so people can go in. Now, those really close ones are probably going to go really fast, but there are tickets available to George, and we're excited about that. Concert only on that last night, so all the dirt and all the rodeo arena comes out after Brad Paisley finishes up on the 16th.
Which I think is great. But don't you think we could just throw in a small game of mutton busting right before he gets started?
Well, on the concrete, it might be a little dangerous.
I think it might hurt them. I mean, but they're kids. I'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Joel, you're talking about...
Just bring the All-Stars out.
Right after Brad Paisley finishes, you said you're going to just clear everything out. Sarah brought up a good point. How long does that take you?
It is a continual process through the night. So the dirt comes out. There's like 600 and some loads of dirt that has to come out. All the steel comes out for the rodeo arena. We have to clean the floor. We'll set restrooms. We'll set merchandise on the floor, and then we'll set over 6,000 chairs around the stage on the floor, and so that we're ready for that concert on that last evening.
How much dirt are you guys bringing in to NRG?
Yeah, it's like 640 dump truck loads.
That's as much dirt as it's Sarah's car.
Yeah. Well, they actually call me every year like, hey, Sarah, can you drop off a load?
Yeah.
We're starting to get things ready. And I'm like, okay.
Except there'll be like old water bottles stuck in there. And...
Hey, it's better than some of what the horses leave behind, I think.
You know, the other thing I'd mention about that George Strait performance, it adds a day to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. So because there's no rodeo with the George Strait performance, we had to add one on the front end. So February 25th, we'll open on a Monday instead of a Tuesday. That gives us 21 days to enjoy all the great things out on the grounds at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo instead of 20.
And the great thing is, too, also when you get your ticket, you're not just getting a ticket to a concert. I mean, minus George Strait. You get to come in to NRG. I think they open the gates at what time every day?
Yeah,
except for Saturdays and Sundays.
We'll open them up at 9 o'clock for people to come in, and even the George Strait ticket. So you buy a rodeo ticket or you buy a ticket for George Strait, it also gives you access to the grounds. And so for an adult to come on the grounds alone and have access to everything, it's $15. For $5 more, $20, you can buy a rodeo ticket and go see the rodeo and the entertainer and have access to food, shopping, carnival, livestock show, horse show, wine garden, everything that we offer.
So all those things will be open on that last day.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
So cool.
All those things. The entire grounds are open on that last day.
And for people
one last
that don't
corn
know.
Dog.
I know, right? The mutton busting, a lot of people think that it only happens inside of NRG, happens on the grounds also.
It's outside as well as inside.
Another thing that a lot of people don't take advantage of, and you should, are the little piggy races.
Yes.
They have Taylor Swine every year. And if you're betting on those, I mean, just friendly bets with your friends.
Of course.
You always want to, for some reason, Taylor Swine always wins. And they always name them after the artists that are at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Oh, the performers. Okay, that's
cool. So like Piggy at the Disco will be Panic at the Disco. Come on.
I want to see what they name after
Cardi B. Are you guessing that or you know that for sure?
I'm guessing it, but I would put five
on
it.
So can you confirm that?
I'm thinking you're onto something.
I would go with that. Kings of Bacon for Kings of Leon.
There you go.
All right, so again. Yeah.
That's your job now.
Tickets go on sale, Joel, this morning at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Get in the virtual waiting room. You said pick the show that you want to go to most first.
Correct. Yeah.
Because you can't be in multiple waiting rooms at one time.
Well, you on multiple devices, you can. And so it's available online, rodeohouston.com. You can also download the AXS mobile app. That's our ticketing company, AXS. Their mobile app is available for Android and Apple, so you can utilize that as well to get in.
Do you have any questions to try and, like, throw the scalpers off? Like, hey, it's cool this year. Are you a scalper for real?
Actually,
and then they click yes, and then they're like, how'd you fall for that? And you kick them out.
You know, that's one of the reasons we went to this ticketing company is they have software that can identify robots that will go into a ticketing system and just clean out all the tickets.
Good.
They identify those in the waiting room, and they put them in their own little waiting room where they wait.
No way!
They forever. Indefinitely. Yeah.
You've been selected for the purgatory waiting room.
Yeah. Like every time someone else gets, you're like, what happened? How come I'm not getting chosen?
Joel, after so many years with the rodeo, is there food on the grounds that you haven't tried?
I've tried most of the new things that come around each and every year. I think I had a bacon-wrapped Nutella pickle here a couple of years ago. It was actually pretty darn good. Oh, I got to be honest with you. It's amazing the concoctions that they come up with. And something that doesn't sound good is really good.
I'm not going to lie to you, Joel. Pregnant. That sounds pretty good right now. Yeah. I'm most excited to get on the grounds because I challenge accepted.
Yeah. It's going to be a good year for you, Sarah.
I'm going to need a horse to ride out. All right, so tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Get them online at rodeohouston.com. Also, that mobile app again is?
The mobile app. It's AXS, A-X-S. So you can download that. And then if you don't want to buy them online today, they're only sold online today. But tomorrow, you can buy them at the NRG Park box office, south end of NRG Stadium, with no convenience charge. Or you can order by phone starting tomorrow morning as well. And even though some of these tickets today or some of these shows will probably go to standing room only, there will still be plenty of tickets to most of the shows tomorrow. So you can utilize those two methods as well.
Any particular show that you're excited for?
You know, I'm excited about all of them. I think this is the best lineup. This is the closest we've come to something for everyone since I've been at the rodeo, I think. But you look at something like Cardi B, that's really exciting. Brooks and Dunn coming back for first time since 2010. Mm-hmm. And then newcomers. I love newcomers. So Carlos Santana is a 71-year-old newcomer to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. That shocked me. He'd never played our event. Camila Cabello, 21-year-old newcomer. So we're really kind of covering the whole spectrum with this lineup.
Joel, we played a little game this morning called Throwback Thursday where we play old school songs and Jeff and Lauren battle it out. We played artists that have played at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Some of these jams, Beyonce was here, 0407. Yeah. We were sure that you were at this one. This was All for Love.
Color Me Bad.
Ashanti was here in 2003. And Tiffany was here all the way back to 1988. So you have had the biggest acts. And I think this will be one of those years that they talk about it for years.
Yeah, across all genres. Mm-hmm. And that's what's neat about our event. I mean, this is the most diverse major city in America. And our lineup reflects that. We stayed true to our country roots with 13 great country nights, including George Strait. But we're mixing it up on eight nights. And so we know when we do that, we draw a younger audience, we draw a more diverse audience, and we draw a higher proportion of people that have never been to our event before. And we plan to make lifelong fans out of them.